This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the second interview with Dorothy Hsu, taking place on November 6th at her residence.
1980.
Right, November 6, 1980. Okay. Dorothy, last time I forgot to ask you when you were born.
January 23rd, 1908.
1908, okay. When you were young, did you associate mostly with Chinese or non-Chinese? Your friends?
Non-Chinese, because my parents died, and consequently, we were among Caucasians and went to school, English school, naturally. And I never went to Chinese school. I know my two of my sisters went to Chinese school for a while when my parents were alive, but I never went.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel envious of the people who did go to Chinese school? Did you
No.
want to go to Chinese school?
No.
How about sending your children to Chinese school? Did you ever feel that they should go?
I tried sending them, but because we did not speak Chinese at home, they didn't get anything out of it because the Chinese teacher just took it for granted that they knew what a Chinese word meant and then would translate it into English or stuff, or vice versa. It didn't work out that way because they didn't know. Like if they said the word for mountain, well, it still didn't mean anything to them.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, I just gave it up because they weren't getting anything out of it.
Mm-hmm. What did some of the other American-born Chinese think about Chinese schools during back in those days? Okay.
Well, I really couldn't tell you about how other people felt because being young myself, you know, it had no bearing with me, but I do know that the parents who had come over from China would send their children that were born here to Chinese school.
Mm-hmm.
But as for the American-born ones, I don't think we sent our children that much.
Mm-hmm. And your parents didn't send you, or any
My parents died when I was very young.
Right. Well, what about your older sisters and brothers? Did
well,
they
as
go
I
at all?
Say, I remember my two of my sisters going.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember any of the others going.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you feel more Chinese or American?
I think I felt more American.
Any particular reasons? Or?
Just because we lived with among Americans, went to school, spoke English, and at the schools that I went to, I was just treated like any other child.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't singled out because I was Oriental.
Okay. You mentioned last time in our interview that your parents didn't use herbs very much, Chinese medicine.
I don't know.
To cure illnesses.
No, I don't remember anything about that.
Yeah.
I know that my father-in-law was an herbalist. And, oh, wait a minute. I do remember my folks taking me to an herb doctor several times when I had a cold or something. Because after they gave us the horrible medicine to drink, they always gave us one of those great big Chinese dried prunes, you know. They were sweeter and bigger than the American prunes. And so we would drink the medicine in order to get the prune.
Uh-huh.
So we did take
uh-huh.
herbs.
Did your mother cook with herbs to make soups and things like that?
I don't remember.
I don't remember. Okay. Yeah, there wasn't. Okay. What kinds of things did you do for recreation when you were young?
Well, I was the youngest of seven children, and we played ball, and we had a big huge pepper tree that my brothers had tied a rope and a sack on the end, and we would use that for a swing. And we'd take the peppers, and we'd have pepper fights, you know, blowing them through tubes, blowing them through at each other.
What kinds of peppers? I mean, just
regular peppers.
The eating peppers?
No, the little brown peppers that you use for black and white pepper, you know?
Oh, huh. Oh.
That kind of pepper. They're little tiny round balls, which were very handy for blowing through those pipes that we had. I don't know where we got them. I think we bought them at the dime store or something. But we had the pepper tree, and so we had plenty of ammunition.
Uh-huh. What kind of ball did you play? Baseball.
Softball.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did you join any teams or form any teams? Or?
Well, I didn't, but my two brothers did. They belonged to the L.A. Chinese baseball team. And every Sunday, we had to go watch them play until it got to the point that I didn't care whether I ever saw another baseball game in my life. In fact, I've never been to the Dodger Stadium for that reason. Mm-hmm. I'll watch a World Series on TV, but just the other games, I don't watch it unless somebody wants to see it particularly, and I'll turn it on for them. Mm-hmm. But I never turn it on for myself.
Mm-hmm. Was this L.A. baseball team mostly non-Chinese?
No, it was Chinese.
It was all Chinese.
It was called Los Angeles Chinese Baseball Team.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did
there were a lot of boys from Honolulu, Chinese boys from Honolulu who were over here that were on the team too.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever do any Chinese things, like go to watch Chinese movies or operas or mahjong?
When I was older, in my teens, I did see a few of the Chinese operas. But they were so noisy that I didn't care too much for them. What was the rest of the question?
Well, did you do any other things that might have, Chinese things, opera, play, movies, or mahjong?
Mahjong, yes. We used to play some of that at home. But after I got married and had the baby, I couldn't afford to play it anymore.
Uh-huh.
So I quit.
Okay. Did you or any others that you knew join any of the family associations in Chinatown?
No, we didn't join any, but we used to go to the dances that were held by the Native Sons of the Golden State, the Chinese branch, which is now called Chinese American Citizens Alliance. That is an offshoot from what used to be the Native Sons and Daughters.
Uh-huh.
And I've joined that.
Uh-huh.
But I really joined it so that I would come in contact with more Chinese, because around here there are no Chinese, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And where I worked there was no Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
So after I retired, my sister suggested that I join this CACA in order to meet more Chinese people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you know of many others who joined these family associations back in those days?
I don't know whether they joined them or not, because really I was too young to be interested in anything like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Which were the most important families in Los Angeles at that time? Chinese families.
Well, I think Wong's and Lee's, Chan's, Kwan's.
Why were those families more important? Or why did
I don't know that they were more important. It's just those are the ones that I remember.
Uh-huh.
Because like I say, some of these dances, these other girls and boys would go to also. And And when my mother and father were alive, they used to take us down Chinatown to visit different families. I don't remember any of their names, but our church, our Presbyterian church, was a Chinese congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So,
would there be any individuals who would stand out in your mind as having been prominent Chinese or very active in the community back in those days? Or?
Not that I can remember.
Okay. What kinds of jobs were most Chinese engaged in before the war?
Well, they worked on farms, you know, the vegetable farms,
mm-hmm.
mostly, and they worked in the market, handling vegetables. In those days, they never let us have very good positions or jobs, even when I went to work. Although I had run my own store, did all the buying and everything, when I went to apply at Robinson's, the only thing they would give me was a packing job in the wrapping room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They were all menial jobs, you know.
Yeah. Last time you mentioned, too, even something like a sales position, I guess, was considered too high a position
yeah.
to give to a Chinese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What was the average income before the war? Farmers, people worked in the produce market.
Oh, I don't know. I know when I graduated from high school, I went to work at Milner's and I made $18 a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was why when this job with the circus came along, I took it because I made $75 a week.
Right. Right. Okay. What were your other expenses, like how much would normally would have gone for food, rent, medical?
Well, it just took everything that you made to exist. I mean, there was, well, I know that I tried to have a savings account, but it was almost impossible to save anything. On $18 a week, and you have to pay your rent and your food and your clothing and your car fare. That took everything.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. What little that you did have to save or other people had to save, did they put the money in savings banks or
yeah.
just keep it at home?
Well, I put mine in a savings bank.
Savings.
I don't know about others.
Yeah. Okay. Did you know of many people who gambled?
Oh,
there was a lot
yeah.
of gambling.
The men all gambled.
Mostly men?
Mm-hmm.
Single men who...
No, married men too.
Married men too. Okay. Did you know of any Chinese who were involved in politics in China before the war?
I didn't know any of them.
Working for war relief or supporting 1911 revolution? Or
no.
I guess you didn't have any relatives in China that you knew of, right?
We didn't know of any until, let's see, in the late 1920s, somebody went to my sister, the doctor, in San Francisco, and said that they had found our grandmother, I think on my father's side, in China, and that she was in dire straits, you know, she was very poor and everything, so my sister gave this person money to send to her. And that went on for several years, and then she found out that my grandmother was dead, and this guy was just pocketing the money.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you wouldn't know whether your parents ever sent money back to China to support relatives.
I wouldn't because I know that my mother's mother was over here in this country, but I have no idea, I have no information at all about my father's family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did other Chinese who had relatives in China, did they feel an obligation to write letters and send money back to those
in China? I think they did.
Uh-huh. Okay. How were the Chinese in general affected by the Depression? Or were they affected as much?
Well, it was terrible. Sure, we were affected. In fact, my husband and I got married during the Depression, and it was rough. But one thing that helped us is the fact that you know, when the Chinese style of eating in those days was much cheaper than the American style. Like, we could take one little piece of meat and feed the whole family because we sliced it up.
Right.
Not everybody got a big hunk of meat like Americans do.
Right.
But the fact that we did eat Chinese style made it easier. But I remember times when I went hungry.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you ever feel there was any hostility towards Chinese in Los Angeles?
Oh, sure.
When was
there? There were times when we weren't allowed to go into different places and things. Because we were Chinese.
When was that, roughly?
Well, when I was growing up, like in Pasadena, my sister owned the house that we lived in, and one time I went down to Crookside Park, which is a city-owned park, and I had been in there swimming before, but this time when I went with my class in junior high school, they wouldn't let me go in just because I was Chinese.
Did you make a fuss about it?
Yeah. I said, well, I don't know why I can't. I said, we own property here. We pay taxes. Well, that was it. I just couldn't go in.
That was around late 1920s?
No, early 1920s.
Early 1920s, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then... After I met my husband, and it was in the mid-20s, another Chinese couple, and we weren't married then, Jake and I, we went to dance. We wanted to go dancing at the Bimini. It was called Bimini something or other. And it was a big dance hall. And they took one look at us and refused to let us go in.
Your husband was only half Chinese,
yeah.
Too, and
mm-hmm.
Still. Did you hear of other people, other Chinese, who had
similar
stories?
That went on all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When do you think the change came about?
Not until after World War II.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you consider that the Chinese have done better or worse than the general population in Los Angeles?
What do you mean, done better?
Economically, as far as, I guess, climbing the ladder and having careers and being successful, I guess.
You mean as far as other minorities is concerned?
You can compare with other minorities, yeah, if you'd like.
I think they've done pretty well because, not particularly my generation so much as the generation that came after. They've done remarkably well. I mean, they've been lawyers and doctors and dentists and they've really, you know, had good educations and stuff. And I think that's because, as parents, we understood what education would mean to them in order for them to get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And they really have, I mean, practically everybody you talk to are making good money, they're in good businesses, and so forth.
Do Do you think, as a whole, the Chinese have done better than some of the other minorities?
Well, they've done better than the Mexican minorities, and better than the blacks. I don't know about the Italians and the others so much, because we didn't have that many friends in those groups.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever compared Chinese with Jewish people in any way, or heard that comparison made?
No, only the fact that the Jewish people love our Chinese food. Regardless of whether it's pork or not, they'll eat it. And and some of their things, they will compare to theirs. Like the crepes, you know, those little dough balls that they put in soup.
Yeah.
They compare that with our wonton. And they like a lot of chicken dishes, but they love chashu.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, our best friend is Jewish. And I worked mostly with Jewish people at Sloan's. And I don't know, we just get along very well together. In fact, just last night I got a call from this Jewish friend who was very upset because I had not written that I would attend their youngest daughter's bat mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah?
Not bar, that's
oh.
Boy.
Oh.
Bat is for the girl.
Oh.
And I said, well, I can't because it's way out in the valley and I don't have a car. And I said, even if I went with these particular friends who happens to be very ill, I would still have to drive over to their house to go with them. And I said, I just don't have a car to go. So he's going to try and see if he can't get me a ride.
Uh-huh. How about comparing Chinese with Jewish people in other ways as far as...
I think they're a lot alike.
Being aggressive or going after education.
And
that kind of thing.
And in a business sense. You know, they're a lot alike.
Uh-huh.
I think they are.
Yeah. Have you heard other people comment in the same way?
Well, other than the fact that they call me a Chinese Jew, I not particularly.
Okay. Were American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters as their parents were?
I kind of think so.
Did you think that was just influence from the older generation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you particularly?
Although I wanted a girl, and my husband did too. Uh-huh. And we had two boys.
Uh-huh.
And I know when the second boy came along, we were both very disappointed. Of course, the first one being a boy was okay. But the second one, we both wanted a girl.
Uh-huh. As far as people getting married, do you think that they usually stuck with the same generation? For example, if you were first generation born in the United States, people would look for first generation.
At that time, yes. At that time. But since then, not only in the same generation, but Chinese marrying Chinese, you know. Not having mixed marriages, we thought it was terrible if a Chinese boy married a Japanese girl or vice versa. But nowadays, it doesn't make any difference because my own son is married to a Japanese girl and they have a very good marriage.
Uh-huh.
But
the ones who went back to China to marry, those mostly were the ones who came from China, right?
Yeah. The ones that were were born here did not have a tendency to go back there. We just intermarried among our own groups. You know?
Okay. So you were saying back in those days, interracial marriage really wasn't highly regarded.
No.
Yeah. How about you and your husband? Did you have to? Did you suffer at all because you were?
My husband suffered some because he, the Caucasian part of him didn't count. They only looked at the Chinese part, and he suffered some racial prejudice because he was part Chinese, and his parents suffered an awful lot.
Racial prejudice by whom? By Chinese?
Both.
Or both?
By both, but particularly by the Caucasian people. The Chinese people accepted them more readily than the Caucasians accepted the Chinese part.
Did he look more Chinese or more Western? Your husband?
No, he looked like an Indian. Yeah, he was very good looking.
What was your husband's name? I didn't get that last time.
Well, his name was Jacob, but everybody called him Jake.
And his last name?
Sue.
Okay. Did many of the Chinese, back in those days, a lot of Chinese who came from China ultimately wanted to return to China to settle down and retire.
Mm-hmm.
Did many actually go back?
Yeah, I think quite a few did go back. They particularly wanted to die in China.
Yeah. Do you know roughly what the percentage would have been?
No.
You did some acting in the, some movie work. What
I
did you
still do?
Right.
What I'm going to do today.
Right. Well, back in those days, what did you think of the way the Chinese were portrayed in the movies?
Well, I don't think we were portrayed too badly. For instance, the Keys of the Kingdom. They really portrayed it very well. And then I didn't work in that Pearl bookstore. And I don't even remember seeing it. I know I saw it, but I don't remember too much of it. But I know what the people now are complaining about, this Charlie Chan thing. In those days, Charlie Chan was portrayed by Caucasian, and he still is, which they don't like. But actually, there are very few of our Chinese actors who could play the part that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Ki Lu, who played number one son for a time, I think he could do it. But I don't know of anybody else who could.
Mm-hmm. How about the stereotypes, all the roles as Chinese played, as the houseboy or the coolie or the restaurant worker, laundry man, or whatever?
Well, it was true to life. I mean, that's what the Chinese did in those days. I mean, the French don't make, or English don't make any bones when they have English butlers or French maids or anything, because there were such things.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see why the Chinese should get mad about portraying houseboys and maids and so forth, because that's a lot of them did that work.
Mm-hmm. Do you think were there Chinese who did get upset at this kind of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did any?
In fact, you know, some of them went and picketed when this new Charlie Chan thing started. But then we wound up all going to work for it anyway.
When was the new Charlie Chan thing?
March, April, May. I think in June of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And We all went to work. We got good money out of it.
Okay. Back in those days, did anybody ever picket or make any protests about the way the Chinese were portrayed?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Not that I remember of.
Okay. When you were growing up, what kinds of jobs did you consider to be ideal for you and also for your children? What were your goals back in those days?
Well, I know when I was going to school, I worked for that National Dollar Store as a salesperson, which I hated. I think most people wanted a profession, like doctors or nurses or dentists and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was going to take up nursing, but my sister, the doctor, just